I'll tell you, Rabbi Shimon, he, the Chom Yegol, according to the Shitas Rabbi Shimon, the Yoma that Rabbi Shimon says, Shchita Sheinu Ruya Loi Shema Shchita. Now, if you make a Shchita on an animal, and it does not give a heft to eat the meat, you're not allowed to eat the meat even after the Shchita, that's not called a Shchita. But what the Torah calls a Shchita Tficham is if it's a heft to eat it. So here also, the Torah says, V'gonav Tofach, Emochar, that you have to steal it, and then you have to shecht it. So what's called the tficha? If this shchita gives it a head, you're allowed to eat it. But here, even after the shchita, you're not allowed to eat the meat. That's not called the shchita. That's what Rabbanim say you potter. That's called the shchita sheinu ruya, therefore leishma shchita. So more says, ha, teinech avodas kechavim. That's good when you shecht it, l'shem avodas kechavim. Since you make it, also b'hano, like Rashi says, the zivchei meisim asurim. And also the Gemara says, v'shar niskol is also good. Rashi says, v'chein shar niskol. When Bezdin Paskin that this shor is chayiv misa-like, it comes also bano. So therefore, since it's also bano, you can't eat the meat. So it's very good. Why, according to the Rabbanin, you put there, if you make a gneiv and a tficha, the shem avodas kechovim, or else on a shor nisko. Ela frati gemara but shchita Shabbos. When you steal and shecht on Shabbos, the there, why are you put there, according to the Rabbanin? Since it was done on a day shliach, so you're not chayiv misa. For the Gemara, shchita ruyehi. The shchita that you shecht on Shabbos, it's ruy, you're allowed to eat it. The Tanan, we learned like this, a Mishnah in Chulin. Ha shechit b'Shabbos of Yom HaKippurim. If somebody shecht an animal on Shabbos, eros on Yom HaKippurim, afa pishim es chayiv ben avshoy. Even though you chayiv misa. On Shabbos, you chayiv misa's bezdin. On your... But again, that it says the Tanan, we learned like this, a Mishnah in Chulin, Ha Sheikhet b'Shabbos of Yom HaKippurim. If somebody shechts on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, Afa Pishem is Chayiv ben Avshoy. Even though Yechayiv Misa on Shabbos is called the Misa's Bezdin, on Yom Kippur it's called Yechayiv Koris, still the Shchitosek Sheira, the Shchit was good, you'll not eat from the meat. So if so, it's a Kash, if you shecht on Shabbos, it's called the Shchit Ruya. So if you did it on day shliach, why according to Rabbanan are you potter from Dal Vehei? So the Gemara answers that these Rabbanan hold, so will look Rabbi Yechon HaSandler. They're going to have to hold like Rabbi Yechon HaSandler. That he holds the stack also midi rice at eat, if you did a melacher on Shabbos, so if you shechted an animal on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yechon HaSandler, the stack also eat it. So that's why the Rabbanan hold, you potter from Dal Vehei, because again it's called the Shchita Shein Ruya. The Tanya, because we're not like this. The first two shittas are not like this. We learned that Hamavasho b'Shabbos b'Shogeg. If somebody cooks food on Shabbos b'Shogeg, he doesn't realize today is Shabbos, or else he thinks you're allowed to cook on Shabbos. The locher is Yoichel. You should know you're allowed to eat it. So Rashi says, Afilu bay bayoin. Even today on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat the food that you cooked since you were a Shogeg. What about the Mezid? Let's say you know today is Shabbos and still you cook. Is Lo Yoichel, you're not allowed to eat it. So Rashi learns, L'yechol hu l'yolam. You're never allowed to eat it. It's a kenas, you can never eat it. Avol acherim Yisraelim echlam. But other Yisraelim are allowed to eat it, and mashm even today on Shabbos also they're allowed to eat it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Rabbi Yehuda says that b'shoigeg yechol. If you cooked on Shabbos b'shoigeg, en chanam yos, you're allowed to eat it. Yechol. But when? L'maitzoy Shabbos, only on Maitzoy Shabbos. Mashma, though on Shabbos itself, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is such a kenas that even though it was done b'shoigeg, still you're not allowed to eat it. So Rashi learns, who l'maitzoy Shabbos? Mashma, he can't eat the food until Maitzoy Shabbos. V'loy boy, not on Shabbos, v'loy boy bayim, they can't sin in Shogeg otomezit. Because make a kenas for him at least, shoigeg otomezit. So therefore he is not allowed to eat it until the night time, until Maitzoy Shabbos. What about the mezid? Let's say you cook the mezid, then if you dishita is lo yoichol olamis, you're never allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it. Lo yoichol olamis. But according to these two shitas, according to Ramein, according to Rav Yud, it's only yosim with the rabbonin. Ma'ashenken Rav Yechon asan the loymer b'shoigeg yoichol olamitzoy Shabbos lacherim v'loy loy. Yechon asan says if you cook on b'shoigeg on Shabbos, you made a mistake, you forgot today was Shabbos, or you forgot it's also to cook on Shabbos, so then the locher is, Yoichel, you're allowed to eat the food, Yoichel who? Yoichol Amitzoy Shabbos Lacherim. Other people are allowed to eat this food on Amitzoy Shabbos. But for Loiloi, the person that cooked it, it's also Loilam. But the Rabbanon, it's also Tidit Loilam, even though it was only cooked B'Shoigig. But B'Mezid, let's say you cook food on Shabbos B'Mezid that you know today is Shabbos. And still you do it B'Mezid, the locker is according to Rabbi Yochanan Hasan Lo, that Lo Yoichol Loilamis, you're never allowed to eat this food. Loiloi V'Loi Lacherim, not you and not anybody else. So Chorud is the Pshat that's also Midiraisa, and we'll soon see why. So Mel, according to Yechonah Sandal, it's very good that the Rabbanon holds if you shecht on Shabbos, the Maestra, this is called the Shechit Shein Ruya, you're not allowed to eat from the meat, not you and not anybody else, Leilom. Therefore, your potter from Dal Vey, it is not called the Shechit, the Torah is Mechayev before. Now the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Yechonah Sandal. What's talking to the reasoning of Rabbi Yechonah Sandal? Why is the whole talking to Sosa? Why can't you eat what you cooked on Shabbos or the shchita you made on Shabbos? K'didorish Rabbi Chiyah, like Rabbi Chiyah Darshan, da pischa de Venesiyah, by the door of the Venesiyah. That what? The Pasuk says in Shemais, U'shmartem es ha-Shabbos ki kodesh hiluchem. You should watch Shabbos because it's kodesh hiluchem. So we darshan ma kodesh osa v'chila. Just like something that's kodesh hegdish, like korban, that's hegdish, you're not allowed to eat it. Is af maise Shabbos asur b'chila? Who adina maise Shabbos means something that you cooked on Shabbos, or something that you made a shchita on Shabbos, or maise iser on Shabbos is also osa tit from it. For the Gemara, if it's mamash like hegdish, ima kodesh osa b'no, maybe just like a korban, the meat there, the animal is osa b'no, you can't have any enjoyment from it. Not only you just can't eat it, but who adina it's mamash osa b'no? See, if so, if maise Shabbos is like kodesh, maybe af maise Shabbos osa b'no. Maybe who adin when you cook something on Shabbos, or if you make a shchita on Shabbos, not only can't eat from the meat, but maybe who adin you can't even sell it to a guy. Maybe it's osa b'no. It's osa to have any enjoyment from it at all. Talmud Leima, this the pasuk tells us no lochem. It says ki kodesh hilochem. Lochem means to you we dashin shelochem yehi. It should be for you. In other words, Shabbos, you do have from it. You could have enjoyment from Shabbos. So it means like this, that what you cook, you're not allowed to eat. It's also tzidit loylum, as an isser achila on it. But there's no isser b'no. Now, yochol afilu b'shoigig, maybe even if you cook or you shecht an animal b'shoigig on Shabbos, that means you didn't realize today was Shabbos, or you didn't realize it's also to do with today on Shabbos. Maybe here also it's also b'achila. On this Talmud Leima, the Pasuk tells us, the end of the Pasuk says, Mechaloleho Mois Yumas. That if somebody was Mechalol Shabbos, it says, Alocha Mois Yumas, he has to be killed. So who gets killed? The Mesid Amati Lecho. That this Pasuk is only talking about the Mesid. If you do the Melocha, the Mesid, then at the end it says you get killed. And the beginning of the Pasuk says that Ushmat and Mesa Shabbos Ki Kredishi. You should know that Shabbos has a din of Kedusha on it, that what you do on Shabbos is also like Hegdish is also Bachila. But only b'meizid v'lei b'shoigig, and not on shoigig. And the Gemara says now, pligi bo ravach ravina. Tzaka machlokes amroyim, what is the pshat in the Yechonah Sandal? That chadoma, one of these two say, maise Shabbos diraisa. In the Chnam, like we just got finished saying, if you do a malach on Shabbos, it's also teeth from it midiraisa. It's also teeth from the shrit you did on Shabbos midiraisa. V'chadoma, but another man the Yom holds, know that it's only dirabonin, it's only yosim dirabonin. So Gemara explains now. Man the Yom midiraisa k'diyamorin. The one that says according to Rabbi Yechonon, it's also midiraisa, it's very good, we just got finished saying. That's the pshan this posuk of Ushmat the Mesa Shabbos ki kodeshi. That Shabbos has a din like kodesh, it's also bachila. So the Gemara, but man the Yom midirabonin. But the one that says even according to Rabbi Yechonon, it's only k'nas midirabonin. It's only midirabonin that it's also tidit, but midiraisa it's mutter, why the posuk says ki kodesh. So they say, Omakro, the Pasuk says, Kodesh hi. The Pasuk says, Ushmatem es ha-Shabbos ki Kodesh hi. And actually the word hi means, hi Kodesh. Shabbos itself has Kedusha to it. But v'yein maisel Kodesh. But a maisel you do on Shabbos, the Moloch you do on Shabbos, that has no Kedusha means it doesn't become asa b'chila. So if you shecht on Shabbos or you cook on Shabbos, midiraisa the food you are allowed to eat. Even according to Rabbi Yechonon, it's only yosem midrabonin. Now the Gemara says, according to this man, the Yom, it's Shver again.
Uloman the Yom of the Rabbanon, the one that says evil according to Rabbi Yechanan. Oh, Maise Shabbos is only Yosem of the Rabbanon, but Midirais, so the Shechit you made on Shabbos, is called the Shechit Ruya. You're allowed to eat from the meat. So back to the original Kasher again. Matamaya the Rabbanon the pottery. Why do the Rabbanon say if you're Gonaf, and then you made a Shliach to Shecht for you on Shabbos, why do we say you're Potz from Dal Vehei? Since you made a Shliach, you're not Chayev Misa. You're only Chayev Dal Vehei. And the Maestah is called the Shechit Ruya. So why do Rabbanon say you're Potter? So Gemara says, according to this Manyam, you're going to have to say, Ki Kopat Gri Rabbanon Ashara. When did the Rabbanon really argue on Rameya? That they say you're Potter, they don't really mean it on Shabbos. For Shabbos they agree that you are Chayev Dal Vehei. But Yikah they argue on the other two. That if you shech the animal that you did l'shem avoy dezara, or else the shahan iskol, there they say, since it's asa b'achila, that's called the shechit shen ruya, there you put it for dal v'hei. Then echnami, on Shabbos taka, the case of Shabbos, the Rabbanon agreed to Rabbi Meir. Now the Gemara explains, tofeach le'avoy des kichovim, what's one of these cases here, that Rameya holds yichayib and Rabbanon say you put it, if you stole somebody's axe, and then b'shach t'shchita, you made the shechita shem avoy dezara. So since you did it the shem avoy dezara, the Rabbanon say you potter because it's called the shechita shem ruya. The current for Rameya is still yichayev dal vehei. Because the old shechita shem ruya is also called the shechita. The mice you made a mice t'shchita yichayev dal vehei. The Marius Nukasha though, kivon the shochet be'purta, as soon as you take your knife and you put it on like the neck of the animal, you start to cut. And you're doing it now, l'shem avoy dezara, is the chura issa soleil. It becomes also bano, it becomes like a tashmishi avoy dezara. It becomes also bano, this animal. Says so, either ki kotovach, when you finish making the shritam, lav the mori kotovach, you're not shechtim the animal that belongs to the bailim. Like since it's also bano right now, it's not called the bailim, Agrashi says. Lav the mori kotovach, to issa soleil, it's also bano. When the Torah says Yichayev Dal Vei, if you made a Maisa Tficha, V'yad Kemar Shchita Lo Mechayev, you're only Yichayev when you finish the Shchita. Umak made the Motli Kemar Shchita, and here before you finish the end of the Shchita, Issa Sabhano Al Bailuha. This animal becomes also Bano to the owner. Umehi Shosa Avsid Minei. At that time, you like master from the Bailim. The Yisalei Hodri Beinai Volav the Mario. You can't return it at that time. Sechura doesn't belong to the Bailim anymore. Sechura, you shouldn't be Chayev Dal Vehei. Sechura, the Chiv is only if you steal Ruvain Shor and then you shecht it. But it has to be called Ruvain Shor the whole time until after the Shrita. Here, if you're doing it the Shem Avodah Zarah, the first like little cut you make in the animal, that makes it an Isra Avodah Zarah. It's also Bano. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Rava says, B'yomer, we're talking about a case that you said, B'gmar zvichu oivda. That when do you want it to become an Isra Avoy Dezara? At the end of the Shechita. The beginning of the Shechita, you're not doing the Shem Avoy Dezara. It's only at the end of the Shechita that you're doing the Shem Avoy Dezara. Therefore, B'shat the Shechita still belongs to the owner. It's only at the end of the Shechita, that's when it becomes also to Avoy Dezara. Therefore, since it's at the end of the Shechita, but the beginning of the Shechita was done when it still belonged to the owner, therefore it's good why Yechayiv Dalet Behei. Now the Gemara asks, so good you can give an answer for Avoy Dezara. But what do you do about Shor HaNiskol? For the Gemara Lechura, Shor HaNiskol also Lavdi Dehu to Kotovach. But Shor HaNiskol Poshet means, let's say Ruvain owns a Shor, and Ruvain's Shor killed somebody. It killed a person. So now that it killed the person, the Lechur is Beth and Paskin's Ois, so we have to kill this animal, we have to give this animal skila. So if we have to give the animal skila, it becomes also bano. So now somebody comes and steals it, and shechs it, like why are you chayev dal vehei? The chur is not worth anything to the owner, it's lavdi day, it's also bano, so it should also be potter from dal vehei. So my rabbi answers, hocha b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here, kagon shemosru l'shoimer. They were talking about that the owner gave over the socks to a shomer, to a watchman. Ve'hezek be'bei shomer. And it did the hezek by the shomer's house. In other words, Reuven gave over his shor for a shomer to watch. Now when the shomer was watching it, by the shomer's house, the shor killed somebody. So Bezdin Paskin, now that this shor is chayiv misa, it's called the shor niskal. Ve'nigma dina be'bei shomer. And in the shomer's house, the Bezdin Paskin, that's chayiv misa. Now the case is v'gon v'ganef. mi beis shomer. Somebody came and stole the socks from the shomer's house. That's the case. Not that you stole it from the owner, but you stole it from the shomer after it was a shor niskal. Now, the chiddush is, Rabbi Meir sova look Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yaakov, v'sova look Rabbi Shimon. And he also holds like Rabbi Shimon. What does that mean? Sova look Rabbi Yaakov. That Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yaakov, Shita says a tremendous chiddush, the Omar that says, the Omar, af mi shenigmar dinoi, herziroi shomer lebolov muhsar. When a shomer has the animal, as long as the animal is still alive, and it's the same way he took it, he has a right to say, Harei shalach lefanecha. He has a right to say, here it is, take it back. Even though now it's also banoa, now it's a shor niskol, the chur, it's not the same shor I took, like I gave you. I gave you my shor to watch, that I'm allowed to use it. Now what you're giving me back is a shor niskol. Still, Rabbi Yaakov says, as far as Hilcha Shirmim goes, the shirim is allowed to say, he could say, this is your shor. So it comes out now to this shomer itself, this shor is really worth money. This shor, if it's around, the shomer returns it to the owner and his potter. But now that somebody stole it from the shomer, that the shomer can't return it, the shomer has to pay the money for it. So weiter, the sovelok Rabbi Shimon, that Ramei also holds like Rabbi Shimon Shita, the Yoma that says, Dover Hagurim Lamomin is Kamamadomi. That something that's a cause for money is considered like money. A Dover Hagurim Lamomin is Kamamadomi. See here also. So since this Shomer right now, this Shor, true right now it's not worth anything, it's a Shor Haniskel. But he could return it to the owner and free himself by doing it. So this Shor is a Gurim for him to pat himself a moment. So somebody stole it from him right now. It's called the person made a Maisa Geneva. He stole something from the Shomer. And if the Ganav made a Tficha, so he's Chayiv Dal V'hei. So that's the Chiddush. Even though the Shor is also Ba'anom, it's not worth anything to the original owner. But for this Shomer that has it right now, that has to give it back, Vim it's worth something. So somebody made a Geneva Tficha from him. That's the case that according to Rav Meir, you Chayiv Dal V'hei. But according to the Rabbanan, the reason why your potter is because it's called the Shechita Shein Aruya. Since Lamais, you can't eat from this animal because it's a Shor HaNiskol, therefore your potter on the Shechita. Yeah. Mora says now. So this is the Teres of Rish Lakish one's answer. Rish Lakish one's answer that our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir that holds Lekio Mishalim. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi says, Li'olam v'tofeich adayatzmai. Rabbi says you could even answer this last braisa where you made the shechita de yatzmoi. Even in such a case, still Rav Meir holds yichayev dal v'hei. Let's say you stole it and you made the tfich on Shabbos and you yourself made the tfich l'chur yichayev misa, still yichayev dal v'hei. That's Rabbi's chiddush. That Rabbi omal yerlem b'tavechay de yatzmoi. That you yourself made the shechita on Shabbos.